Shir Tanya for the 27th of Iyar is in Perek Nun Beis 52. It's on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 274. Right at the top of the page. In the beginning of the Perek, the Alter Rebbe explained that the Shechina, when we refer to the Shechina, part of God that is called Shechina, we are referring not to the essence of God himself, but to that part of God that is the concentrated and original source of life for creation and predisposition towards creation, from which the general life and the specific breakdown of life comes to the world. And this level of Shechina is found or can be present more in one place than another, because it is not the essence of God. The essence of God can't be located in any place or in any level or condition more than any other, because it is above all space and all levels and all conditions. And therefore it is everywhere equally. There is no place devoid of him. But of the Shechina, of that part of God that is predisposed to creation, although it is not yet involved in creation, even so it can be said to be located in one place more than another. Now, the specific life that comes to the world, different and specific to each creature depending on its composition and on its function, this is not this the Shechina itself, but a radiance from the Shechina. And on top of Daf Ayin Gimel, the first line at the top, Avala Shechina Atzma, but the Shechina itself, Shehizeish is Hagili V'Ikre, which is the beginning of revelation and the main revelation, meaning the disposition towards revelation, so that there is the possibility of revelation to the world even before it happens. Mashe'ein Seif Meir La'Elam is B'Bechinas Gilui, that the fact that God will reveal himself to the world, not the actual revelation itself, but the fact that there can be the disposition to it, the he market kol hamshocha sachayisha b'chol ha'ilameis, so the Alter Rebbe emphasizes, this is not the life that is in the world, but the life that is the source of that life which is in the world, shekol hachayisha b'hein lehem, ein neizak eir hamispashet mimeno ke'eir hamispashet mehashemesh, because all the life in the world is merely a radiance of the Shechina itself, whereas the Shechina itself is the source to that life, just as the light of the sun is only the radiance of the sun, but not the sun itself. So from the Shechina itself, the world, the physical condition, could not tolerate and could not receive a revelation of the Shechina itself, of the light of the Shechina. That the Shechina should be clothed and resting within the physical condition, this the physical condition can't tolerate, without a garment that conceals and hides the light of the Shechina from the creation. Why can't they tolerate it? Because Shalei is batla b'metzias l'gamri b'mekeidom, because if it would be revealed to the world, into the world would become nullified, it would stop existing within its source, kibitl eir ha-shemesh b'mekeide b'guf ha-shemesh, just as the light of the sun loses its existence in its source, which is the sun itself, she'ein nirish shom eir zerak etzim guf ha-shemesh b'vad, because there the light is not visible at all. The only thing that is visible is the sun itself. The same would be true of the world. Were the light of the Shechina to be revealed to the world, not only the Shechina itself, but even the light of the Shechina, the world would become nullified, would become bottle, just as the light of the Shechina is bottle to its source. And that's the example that he brings from the sun. The light of the sun, when it is in the sun, loses its existence and is completely submerged in the sun itself. And therefore, anything that it would affect, wherever this light would be revealed, not the light that leaves the sun, the light that stays within the sun, the light as it is within the sun could not be contained in anything outside the sun without that thing becoming completely bottled, just as the light itself is bottled. So just as the light of the Shekhinah is bottled to the Shekhinah, if the light would be revealed into the world, into a created being, that being would also become bottled. Therefore, the light of the Shekhinah cannot be revealed into the world, other than through a garment that conceals the light. What then is this garment that is capable of concealing the Shekhinah? If the Shekhinah is revealed to the world would become bottled. So what's the solution? The solution is a garment to conceal the Shekhinah. But what garment is there that can conceal the Shekhinah and not itself become bottled? V'lay is bottled in Matiyas Be'eza. What is this garment that is strong enough and holy enough to not become bottled by the presence of the light of the Shekhinah in it, so that it can serve as a garment that will hide the light? On the other hand, the question becomes more complicated even if we were to find that there exists that kind of a garment that is so real and so powerful that it can tolerate the presence of the Shekhinah without becoming bottled, which would mean that this garment itself is greater than the Shekhinah and therefore can contain it, then the question would be, if it is greater than the Shekhinah, then why doesn't it itself, the garment itself, cause the world to become bottled? How does such a garment serve as an intermediary that makes the Shekhinah acceptable, brings the Shekhinah to an acceptable level so that the world can receive it? So if the world can receive it and it doesn't create a bittul in the world, then it itself should become bittul. If, on the other hand, it is bigger and greater than the Shekhinah and therefore can it contain the Shekhinah, then why doesn't it, the garment, cause the world to become bittul? So we have to find something that is at the same time greater than the Shekhinah and yet low enough to be non-threatening to the existence of the world. And the only thing that exists that has these two qualities is the Torah. Because as we learned earlier, when something comes from a higher level to a lower level, it loses something in the process. For example, in human intelligence, if a teacher transmits an idea to a student, he has to bring it down to a lower level, otherwise the student won't understand. So what happens in the process is that some of the seichel is eliminated or concealed or removed, and only a part of it is given to the student. That doesn't mean a half a subject. It means only the external, only the lighter part of the subject, but not the deeper, inner, and truer aspects of the subject. That the student can't tolerate, and therefore it is kept from him. So as the teacher prepares his lesson for the student, he has to remove some of his own understanding of the subject and leave it out, so that the student can understand. But when we say that Torah comes down from heaven and is clothed into physical objects and physical activities and so on, the example given for that is like water. Torah is compared to water. Just as water flows from the higher place to the lower place, so Torah comes down from a higher place to a lower place. But what the analogy is telling us is not only the travel of the Torah, that it goes from one place to another, a higher place to a lower, but it also tells us the nature of that descent, that it is like water going down from a higher place to a lower place. In the case of the water, there is no concealment. There is no change in the water as a result of its coming down. The exact same water that was at the top of the hill flows down to the bottom of the hill. Not some aspect of the water, not only the external part of the water, exactly the same water. And yet it ends up at the bottom of the hill. And that's the case with Torah. The Torah comes down from the highest level, which is one with God, as he will soon explain. And at the same time, the whole thing comes down into this world and is clothed in physical objects, physical activities. So its coming down is true, and at the same time, it remains what it was above. And that's why it can serve as the garment that conceals the Shekhinah and makes it possible for the Shekhinah to be in this world. Let's start again from the period. Umahu halavusha yuchal hastir al-bisho. And what is the garment that is capable of concealing and clothing Vishrina, Valayas Battle Bimatiyas Ba'eda, without losing itself and becoming bottle. In the light of Vishrina, who Ritzaina is Bajar Vachmose, that it is God's will and God's wisdom, Hamaluboshim Bateda Mitzriseha, Haniglis Lanula Venena. It is the will and the Chachma of God, as it is clothed in Torah and Mitzvahs, which is revealed to us and to our children. As the expression goes about Torah, that it is revealed to us and to our children. In other words, it's come down to this world. The Raisa Mechachma Nafki is because on one hand Torah is very high, because it comes from Chachma, Hichachma Ilo, Dele'ela Le'ela Malma Dizgalya, which is the divine Chachma, which is higher, much higher than the revealed world, and the Shechina is called revealed world, as we learned earlier. As, for example, speech is a revealed world, and Torah comes from a much higher place than speech. It comes from Chachma. The Iyu Chakim v'lei b'Chachma Yediyah. And as we learned earlier in Perek Beis, God is wisdom, but not the wisdom that we know. So to begin with, the difference between speech and Chachma is a great difference, a great distance. Speech is a totally external thing. It is exclusively for the sake of an outsider, of a second person. Emotions, on the other hand, are higher than speech. But even emotions, although they're not exclusively for the second person, but it necessarily involves another person. If you love, you have to love somebody. If you fear, you have to fear somebody, and so on. Have compassion for somebody, so that although it's not exclusively for the other person, but it is necessarily with the other person, it involves another person, Seichel, on the other hand, is strictly for the person himself. So that in terms of intimacy and closeness to the essence of the person, Chachma is the highest. So we see that there's a great distance between speech, which is totally external, to Chachma, which is completely internal. And that's even human chachma. In addition, iyu chakim v'lei b'chachma yediyah. God has wisdom, but not the wisdom as we know it, because wisdom in the human condition is an aspect of the human, a faculty. But with God, He and His wisdom are the same, as we learned in the name of the Rambam. U'kameshkosav li'il she'edin se baruch ha'malubishim yuchad b'chachma yiloh, that God is clothed and united. He is one with His wisdom. Who is Bari v'Chachamasi Echad? He and His wisdom are one, that which is Teda. So on the one hand, Teda is very high and therefore is not overwhelmed by the Shechina. It's higher than the Shechina. On the other hand, why doesn't Teda itself overwhelm the world? But it came down through the concealment of levels, from level to level. In the chain of worlds, until it becomes clothed in physical things, shehein tayag mitzvah ha-Torah, which are the 613 commandments of the Torah, which, by and large, they all involve and are expressed through physical things. Physical, the matzah, the shefer, the tefillin, the mezuzah. All of this is an involved, it demands the use of physical things and physical activities. And at the same time, the Torah comes down to the level of the physical, like water, it remains the same Torah as it was above. And so it has both the strength to tolerate Shechina because it is greater than Shechina, and at the same time it doesn't overwhelm the world because it has come down and clothed itself in physical things, making it tolerable to the physical condition. In the Hayyim Yayim, 27th of the year, 42nd day of the Emor, the Rebbe writes, the name of the Fiyadik Rebbe, that my father, the Rebbe Ashab, related that he heard from his father, the Rebbe Marash, quoting his father, who was the Tzemach Tzedek, that he heard from the Alter Rebbe, that the Alter Rebbe referred to himself as the Magid's son, the Mezusha Magid's son, and the Baal Shem Tov's grandson. So the Alter Rebbe considered himself the son of the Magid and the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. Although the Baal Shem Tov had physical grandchildren, literal grandchildren, the Alter Rebbe, in the spiritual sense, considered himself the heir who inherited the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, and passed it on to all generations in the teachings of Hasidus.